This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in London. And North, Glasgow, the gathering of ministers, maybe more than 100 heads of state, although notably not the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Mr. Xi Jinping, not the President of the Russian Federation, Mr. Putin, they will not attend. Many other heads of state, including Mr. Johnson of the United Kingdom and Mr. Biden of the United States of America, two critical players, also attending Extinction Rebellion. Perhaps you have not seen Extinction Rebellion's dramatic presentation. I'm looking now at a photograph in the London Times in these last days of five figures. I will not characterize them one way or the other than figures dressed in red wraps and white painted faces, very dramatic, very Greek chorus-like, holding their right fist to the sky, standing as if in grief across from an oil platform, an oil rig in Invergordon, which I presume is part of the North Sea fossil fuel business. This is Extinction Rebellion. Last time I saw Extinction Rebellion, it was in the middle of London, and it was blocking traffic, I think. I think they took over a bus. I might have it confused with another escapade, but in any event, they took over a bus and parked it in the middle of an important intersection and got a lot of attention. Extinction Rebellion, writes the London Times, has warned ministers that they should be very worried, that's in quotes, about the planned program of targeted disruption, that's in quotes, and nonviolent direct action. Goes a spokesperson for the Scottish version of Extinction Rebellion. The UK government's track record shows they are not taking climate as seriously as science is demanding. We are unwilling to put up with that any longer. Joe, I report to you that I believe it's true that Extinction Rebellion in some form protested in New York City on the West Side blocking traffic. I'm not certain. So let's just leave that alone and say the word is spreading. What do you anticipate about life in London, life in Glasgow with Extinction Rebellion? What do you anticipate about Extinction Rebellion growing in popularity as Europe gets colder?
Well, I think that there are a bunch of issues going on there. I mean, certainly life in Glasgow in general is going to be pretty miserable while the summit is going on, which is the case whenever you have one of these big global meetings coming to town. It is very disruptive in terms of the day-to-day lives of the poor people who have to actually live there. And so, you know, from that perspective, it's interesting that you have all of these protesters. And I mean, the other thing about these global summits is that they do become magnets for this kind of protest action because all of the media happens to be there at the same time. So that particular part of it is not surprising. I mean, the interesting thing about this is that some of these protests in various forms have been going on for a while now. I mean, in addition to the Extinction Rebellion, there is an offshoot group called Insulate Britain who are blocking highways and roads around London, demanding more immediate government spending to better insulate houses, which seems like a rather niche protest topic, but there it is. I think that, you know, what has happened is that the media and a lot of government officials for various political reasons have been catastrophizing climate change for a very long time. I mean, they found a lot of political or commercial profit in talking about the disaster scenarios here. And here you have these protesters who are taking that at their word. Who take those catastrophe scenarios seriously and then say, well, why isn't the government going to do something about it? And meanwhile, this is very disruptive for ordinary people who are trying to lead their own lives. It's probably not a net positive for support for the climate movement. At the same time that it's highlighting the very extreme changes that households need to make and that the economy overall would need to make in order to deliver the kind of radical change the protesters say that we need.
Now, this attracts me. First time I learn of it in the London Times. You see, Joe, you're at this, the center of the next frontier. Animal Rebellion. Animal Rebellion is an organization that is protesting now, anticipating Glasgow. Protesting abuse of animals, perhaps the fact that we eat animals, it's very difficult to say. Four activists from Animal Rebellion, writes the Times, an offshoot of Extinction Rebellion, used ladders, ropes, and harnesses to climb the Department for Environment, Food, and Rural Affairs office in London. They put a banner up that said, COPT, COP, invest in a plant-based future. Are you seeing this in the streets of London, Joe, or is this a one-off that it just made the London Times?
No, I mean, this whole debate about diet and animal, food products, meats and that sort of thing versus the vegetarian diet and how that relates to climate change. I mean, that is definitely an argument that is starting to go on. And again, it's an example of how the public has no idea of the contribution to carbon emissions agriculture makes and of the kind of daily changes in your diet that right. you would have to make if you're serious about this.
Yes.
So it's good for voters to figure that out now.
Yes, it is spectacular what it will mean in making a transition to plant-based food, including plant-based meats, if it's... I'm running out of vocabulary here. In any event, we're looking at excitement in Glasgow in these next days for Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal to report to us about soon enough. This is Joe Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.